Regional Australia Bank Rugby Camp. How's it been in Armidale? Big numbers over 200 again, and yeah, just a great opportunity. You brought a bit of rain too, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, mate, yeah. No, the rain's definitely a bit of a godsend. It'd be nice if it would hammer a bit more than what it's doing, but, you know, the coolness is definitely a reward for the boys' hard work today because it's been very hot. Yeah, it's our 19th camp, so it's our 17th straight year of over 250 kids, which is great. From all over the place, you know, Townsville, there's about six or eight have come from Townsville this year. We've got Perth, obviously the local area in particular, you know, Moree, Tamworth, Armidale and the likes, and Coffs Harbour, up near Lismore and so forth. As I said, Tassie, we've got a couple of kids also from New Zealand. So, yeah, a lot of people have travelled and, you know, it's just great to see the kids enjoying themselves.
Yeah, of course, you've got plenty of local support there. Grant, McCarroll Ford, of course, ASICS and Regional Australia Bank, they're a big part of it. Macca's locally as well. So all these sponsors make sure the thing, as far as price, stays down, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, without their support, the camp is really cactus and it's just not affordable for anybody, really, to do it over the 4 days, really. So for the main part of the camp and, you know, obviously for the Lilies for the two-day camp. But, yeah, look, without their support, you know, and I'd like to make special mention of Regional Australia Bank, you know, they've been with us since day dot, virtually all of our sponsors have. Yeah, it's testament to the camp that they've seen the reward and what they've put their money towards, you know, and the kids, subconsciously, they probably don't see it. I think they'd be very happy about the costs being down and the enthusiasm that they show is definitely a testament to the sponsors by helping them out with that.
The volunteer coach was fantastic, the Dave Mars of the world, also Stewie Thomas, and a bunch of others who come from all over the countryside as well to be part of it.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, the community coaches are quite a section of the camp that we have to have, you know. I mean, it's only a certain amount of New South Wales development officers that we can grab. You know, these guys give up their time to come and attend the camp. So, you know, it's not, some guys come from Sydney and obviously the likes of Lismore and so forth. So, you know, there is a lot of travel in it. You know, they get just as much out of it, I think, that the kids get out of it, because they can take it into their coaching season for the year. And, you know, New South Wales guys are always, you know, just a massive help for us. It's a massive reward for the camp that we get that support from the Waratahs. You know, especially with the likes of Gary Walsh, you know, obviously our coaching director, and people like Steve O'Brien, you know, obviously he's with New South Wales and country rugby, and, you know, we've got some pretty decent guys that sort of put their hand up to always come back for this camp. And it's as I said before, it's a testament to the camp that these guys come back, enjoy it, pass it on to the kids, and then the kids then, you know, starts their season ready very early in the year, but gets themselves ready for the season to come.
Yeah. Emily Robinson, of course, is part of the ladies, and have got the UNE Cubs as well. It's fantastic to see that that ladies section of it is flourishing as well, not only with that elite sort of sevens moving through, but girls coming to the camp as well. And great to see Emily come here and make a bit of an effort to be part of it.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, no, Em's been great. She's really showed what the girls can do. I mean, Em mentioned to the girls before the girls started yesterday that, you know, she played from the age of 9 to 13, couldn't play after that because she wasn't allowed to play with the boys. She dreamed of having camps like this, and, you know, you think that she's made the Super W Waratahs side, and obviously the Wallaroos. I mean, with minimal football, really, what she would have been like if she was able to do these sort of camps. And the girls have got a lot out of it. You know, there's some girls which just done their third camp out of the 4 years, and you know, it's the biggest number we've had at the camp. And, you know, obviously with the Uni Cubs, they've been getting a bit out of it too for their season ahead too. So, yeah, look, women's rugby's going up in quite a rapid rate. You know, it'd be nice to see if we can get more and more for years to come.